So we're at the Black and Puerto Rican Caucus, and we're talking with Assemblymember Felix Ortiz, who, among other things, is promoting fair election reform in New York State. So, Assemblymember Ortiz, what are some of the key issues you'll be trying to raise?
Well, we will try to address that to make sure that we keep corporate money out of campaigning, not just for elected officials at the local level, but also statewide. We will talk about the importances of probably using the matching fund formula, the same as what the city council doing in New York City. As you probably know, I had been working on legislation on the Clean Money, Clean Election Bill since 1996, which first I got introduced with David Patterson, Senator Patterson, and then the bill got introduced with former Senator Schneiderman. A bill that we thought that will be very critical and very important, because that limit really $5 per constituents for people to support candidate. And I think in my own words, I believe that bill really is the bill to go. I think that matching fund, if that's the option, I think I would welcome that as well, because that will also put limit on candidates. And I think it's about time now that we have a Democrat Senate and a Democrat Assembly and the Democrat governor, that this should be the year where we finally pass legislation reforming our campaign finance system. And I'm looking forward to that, because the winner of that will be our constituents, not corporate.
But what are some of the barriers, say, even to doing the clean money, clean election? Why can't we get money out of politics in New York?
Well, I think that the dynamic right now has changed. As you probably know, we never had a three-way Democrat since 1975. I think it's a lot of high expectation, and it's big momentum from constituents that elected and turn around the Senate. They do have a very ambitious agenda, and one of them include to make sure that we be able to reform campaign finance. And and the reason has been very difficult is because we had a controlled Senate by Republicans, and these people cannot see the day where corporate money should not be part of any campaigning. So hopefully we're starting by closing the loophole 3 weeks ago. So this is a great step. I think that the big giant step will be when we really have a functional, credible campaign finance reform for all.
Last question. I know you're also the lead sponsor on the Let's Divest the State Pension Funds from Fossil Fuels. That's something that, unfortunately, state control of Tom DiNapoli has not yet embraced. What do you think the prospects are, you know, for this session? What can people do?
Well, I think, first of all, what people should do is to continue to address this issue by sending emails, using social media, tackling the Speaker and the President of the Senate and the Governor, and also the members of the Environmental Committee. I think this is very important for them to understand the need of disinvesting fossil fuel money from the pension plan. And it's not going to hurt nobody. This is something that will help the environment, will help our community, our neighborhood. And one of the biggest obstacles in reality is that that people have no clear understanding on how this investment works. If they don't, they probably are not reading the right papers, because we have been very vocal, and also we have sent a lot of information to the chair and others to have a better understanding about why this is so important and why New York should take the lead. New York should not be a follower. New York need to continue to be a lead. And I hope, continuously working with Senator Krueger in the Senate and myself, who we've been doing this for many years now, hopefully this year we might see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Assemblymember Felix Ortiz. So we're talking with Assemblymember Charles Barron, who's at the Black and Puerto Rican Caucus, doing a workshop on revolution and reform. What are some of the points you're going to be making today to the crowd?
Well, first, there's a fundamental difference between reform and revolution. I believe that we live under a fatally flawed, parasitic, predatory capitalist system. That is at the root of all our problems. So if we just deal with trying to reform capitalism, which I think is not reformable, if that's a word, not redeemable, I don't think that we can fix it up. I think we need to go through fundamental change that Martin Luther King called for. He was once talking about civil rights. He died talking about human rights and a radical reorganization of the entire society because he failed to reform. He tried to register people to vote. He was murdered. He tried to get people to sit at the same lunch counter with whites. After he succeeded at that, they didn't even have the money to buy the lunch. So reform should be used as a strategy, a tactic for inevitable radical revolutionary change of the system.
So within the context of the New York State Legislature, how does one promote a revolution?
Well, you get to policies like free health care for all, free education for all. Then you go through systemic change. We need to change how the budget process goes. We need to change how people are determining which communities get what. So after you have a legislative process, because that whole process is a reformist process, you have to get to structural change, systemic change, and not just reacting to the symptoms of capitalism, but the system of capitalism. And that's why I'm here in this legislative body. I can talk about it here, plant the seeds of revolution in the minds of people, while at the same time, I'm in the seat of power to deliver housing, to deliver youth centers, to deliver jobs, and say, now that you've got housing, youth centers, and jobs, let's talk about changing the whole system. See, it's one thing to say that I gave a beggar or somebody on the streets some money to buy a dinner. It's another thing to say, I'm going to change the system that's causing him to beg in the first place.
One last question. So obviously one of the big issues right now has been climate change. Some people like your old comrade Howie Hawkins pushing for public ownership of energy, democratic control. You know, what are some of the things you would think that we could do as a revolution in terms of trying to deal with the climate change issue?
Well, I agree with Howie, 100% public control of the whole climate change issue. I think we need to go to fossil, get rid of the fossil fuels and go to solar energy, geothermal energy, the energy from the earth, wind energy, and hydro, water. Those energy sources, I think, would reduce the carbon count. And so when the carbon, when the rays that come in from the sun enter the earth, and then they flee back through the atmosphere to go back out, they get trapped because of the carbon buildup around their exit out. So I think that we need to look at those new energy resources that are cleaner, affordable, and renewable.
Assembly Member Charles Byrne. We're talking with Ron Deutsch of the Fiscal Policy Institute. The governor recently announced that we have a multi-billion dollar budget deficit, and instead of raising taxes on the wealthy, he seems to be, let's cut taxes on or cut funding for programs like Medicaid. What does the Fiscal Policy Institute think about what our revenue strategy should be in this year's state budget?
Well, I think a number of things. Certainly, if we're short on revenue, we should look at different ways to generate more revenue in order to meet the demand rather than continuing to cut services. And I also think that, you know, the governor's self-imposed 2% state spending cap is going to result in, you know, yet more cuts to critical human services across the state. So I think there's a lot that we can do. And one of the things we should be doing right now is realigning our priorities on spending. And $10 billion a year on economic development is probably a bit too much given all the scandals, corruption, and convictions that we've seen over the course of the last year.
Now, the millionaire's tax apparently is going to be extended. Any possibility is going to be expanded?
Well, we've certainly been pushing for expansion. This week, we had the patriotic millionaires come to Albany and basically say, tax us more. They're not going to leave the state if they have to pay an additional half or 1% in increased income taxes. So I think that the money is out there. We're one of the richest states in this country, and we have the greatest income inequality of any state in the country. So we need to go after the money for where it is. As Willie Horton said, you know, he robbed banks because that's where the money is. If we need revenue, then we should go to the folks that have, you know, basically seen all the income gains over the last two decades.
And that's been Ron Deutsch of Fiscal Policy Institute. This is Mark Dunley for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.